We are at war, and it's not against our neighbors, spouses, children, politicians, or whatever else we feel like we're battling against.
So the questions are, who's the fight against, and are we winning or losing? We're the Adkins, and we are a force to be reckoned with.
Are you ready to join the force?
Welcome back, everyone.
I don't know why it is, but every time we start a podcast, I want to say, we're coming at you live on Saturday night.
Well, we're not live, but it is Saturday.
And it's not night.
We are just going to go right to it and introduce our special guest. Today, do you want to say your name? We have two very, very special people with us.
Gotta Adkins.
Who?
Excuse me?
Gotta.
Are you from Jersey? Are you from Jersey? Got
him. We have Carter Adkins.
And who else do we have? Get up to the mic.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Liberty.
And we have Liberty Adkins, who apparently has the giggles.
Oh, boy. We're going to see how this goes. So we have had you guys on before, but it's been 2 years.
Yeah. It's been 2 years?
Yeah. Family Pledge. It might have been. It's probably been longer than 2 years, but we did a Family Pledge episode. We did like an interview with you guys. It's been a while. I will link both of them in the show notes so the other people can hear how much older you guys are. I can't even believe it. Okay. So go ahead. Actually, you told us your name, Carter Adkins. Mm-hmm. How old are you?
11.
Okay. Liberty, get close to the mic. How old are you?
8 and a half.
She had to throw the half in there.
So Carter and Liberty are our two oldest out of our three biological kids. And we're so excited to have you today. Uh-huh. Are you going to be your goofy self?
Yeah, we know you are.
Thanks for having me, Mom and Dad. It's so excited to be here.
We did ask them permission, right? Like, you guys are good. You're not being forced. You're not chained down.
I wouldn't say that. I would not say that.
Yeah, just kidding. Are you being forced?
No.
Hey, if you don't fall in line, I'm not gonna take those handcuffs off of your ankles. Okay.
Okay. So today we are talking about our foster care journey, but we want to hear your perspectives, Carter and Liberty. So we want to hear like your viewpoint on it. So we talk a lot about family on this show. Do you guys know what our podcast is about? In your best description.
A force to be reckoned with.
Okay, say it closer to the mic.
A force to be reckoned with.
Okay, what is that? What is the point of our podcast? Carter?
I don't know. I don't listen to the podcast anymore.
What?
Because
what?
Last time I listened to the podcast, you yelled at me because I got in trouble for something, and then I used something you said on the podcast against you.
What was it? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I remember.
I heard on podcast 193 that you said you were sad because we were just not talking in the car when you took me to get your nails done.
So. Why weren't we talking that day?
I don't know.
Episode 193? Wow, good memory.
Reference and everything?
Yeah.
All right, you're right. That is true, Carter. You did do that. You listened to our podcast, and then the next day I was yelling at you about something, and then you used what I said against you. You're a smart guy.
Like, don't yell at your kids. Be patient and kind.
And then he's like, and now you're yelling! No, I'm just kidding. I don't think that's what it was. But, okay, so we talk a lot about family on the show, and a big piece of our family over the last couple of years has been foster care. And a lot of people in our lives and through the show and on Instagram have asked and wondered how you guys have been doing through all of the foster care stuff, mostly because the people that know you love and care about you and they want to make sure that you guys are good, but some because they have their own kids and they might think about doing foster care, but as parents, it's kind of like scary and they wonder, what will this do to my kids? So we want to ask you guys some questions today. No wrong answer. Like, no answer is the wrong answer. You can give your honest answers. Nobody's feelings will be hurt.
If your answer is wrong, we'll edit it out and make you answer again. No, I'm just kidding.
But you don't have to worry about hurting our feelings. So we just want to know your honest thoughts. Okay.
I'm excited to go to Florida.
We are going to Florida tomorrow.
Florida.
Florida.
That's Hawaii.
Oh. Okay. So you can't read the notes.
I'm not reading the notes.
Do you remember life and our family before foster care? Carter, you would have been 10. Liberty, you would have been 6.
Kind of in the, like, apartment, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
What was life like? Talk on the mic.
Not a lot of screens, for sure.
Not a lot of screens.
And then, like, whenever COVID hit, then we were, like, but, like, before that, it wasn't that we had a lot more family time. We hung out a lot more together.
Yeah.
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 Had a lot more family time than we do now?
Yeah. Like not as much as, like, we are getting to have more family time because now they're starting to leave, but, like, yeah,
it's also sad.
We used to have a lot of family time. Like, I remember.
Like, what would we do?
I remember we would take the TV, we took the TV down and put Bible verses on the wall, and we didn't have TV for 30 days. Yeah. And,
should we do
but
that again?
We just, no, absolutely not.
Okay. So, not off to a great start. No, I'm just kidding. So we had a lot more family time than we do now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what did you think when we first told you that we were going to do foster care? Do you remember?
I remember you came up to me and you were like, guys, we got our first call today.
Well,
I was surprised.
Before that even? You were surprised?
Yeah, because we came home like right
from school. I wasn't that.
Wait, you're talking about.
I wasn't that surprised because You guys had been talking about it for like a month or so, and you've been and you were like saying like God has been telling you to do foster care, so like I wasn't that surprised because I was hearing you guys talk about it a little bit from time to time.
When we say God has been telling us to do something, do you know what that means?
Like, he wants you because he,
like,
you
does know, God come your, out of the sky and say,
no.
No.
That's an inquiry.
I think you just feel it.
No.
What do you mean by that, Liberty?
What do you like mean? Like, you said you kept getting signs. Like, God was telling you and kept pushing
like
you
to
do
foster. Like, if you feel like God
care.
Is telling you to do something, what do you, if somebody's like, what is, how do you hear God telling you something? Like, can
maybe
you explain that? Like, when you say you feel it, like, is it, like, a, what do you mean?
Because of, our friends at the time had been doing foster care, right? Like,
yeah.
With Grace and all them.
Yeah.
And you guys thought, like, maybe that was a sign, like, that, like, you guys should do foster care. Not just because your friends were doing it, but, like, that was one of the signs. And you guys just kept talking about it at church with people. And people were telling you, like, yeah, that would, I don't know, honestly. That's what I remember.
All right, hold on. I want to hear Liberty's take on when
about
we
what?
Told you.
Oh.
You said you were surprised.
Yeah, when we got home, when Mommy was picking us up from school, I think. Mm-hmm. Or she was dropping
us. Oh, this
stuff.
Is after we got licensed and we got our first call.
And she was like, guess what? We got our first foster care kids. And I was like, what? And I was like, oh my gosh.
And then what?
And I was like, I'm so excited.
Were you excited?
Yeah. I was excited, but, like, confused at the same time.
What
were
you
confused about?
What kids were we going to get? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, what kind of kids were we going to get? What would they be like?
Like, good, bad, you mean?
Yeah.
What age? Stuff like that?
Yeah.
Carter, what about you? Do you remember that day?
Mm-hmm.
We got licensed, and 2 days later, like, that was so fast. But we had been preparing for months.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you remember about that day? Were you worried? Were you scared?
No. At first, I thought you were like, okay, guys, I have some news. I thought you were going to say you were pregnant again.
Not again.
But then you said that you guys got your first call for foster care.
And what did that feel like? Do you remember?
No, not really.
Do you remember when we came home and she was here?
Whenever she was at home, I was like surprised because I could see how she like looked different and how she acted different than us. And I could tell that this was good for us and it was good for her because because she obviously did not have the best home life. So I feel like it was better for her, and then she, you know, grew on to us a little bit. And then a baby came, like 2 days later.
Mm-hmm. Two babies.
And I just
So why was it good for you? You said it was good
because it's like it's just been me, Liberty, and Maya. And when she came, we got like more experience with other kids, and like because all of our friends are not as shy as she was, or as like scared she looked. So it was good for us to learn if we did get more kids from foster, like for foster care, it was good for us to experience it first at little times. I don't know.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So from what you guys know and your viewpoints, why is there a need for foster care, foster parents, and families?
To give the other kids homes and take care of them.
To give kids some stuff that they don't have. Because, like, if they're gonna be put in foster care, that means they didn't have a good home life. And if we didn't have foster care, they would just be still at their house, whether it's bad stuff happening or they're just not getting any attention or they're getting neglected, or like that's just not good for them. And then they're gonna grow up and just not live a regular life, and that's sad.
Do you think that kids who are in foster care, their parents don't love them?
No, I don't think their parents don't love them. I don't think their parents really don't. I don't really think they don't. I really think they love them, but they don't, and they don't want them to take care of them. Like, they don't want their kids to get taken from them. But they know that if they do, they're going to have a better, life until the parents can get better than what they already had.
Yeah, like, so many of the situations haven't been that they're not loved. It's that the parents are going through a mm-hmm. hard time.
And they know that they can have a better home to grow up for a little while until they get better somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, Liberty, do we need more foster families?
We need more foster care parents.
Like, do we need more foster parents and families?
Yes.
Do you think there's a lot of kids that need a mm-hmm. need a home that are in the foster care system?
Yes.
Carter, what do you think?
I think we do need more foster families, because when foster families first, you know, sign up to do this, they don't want to, they like want to start out with little amounts of kids, so like maybe one or two kids, and there's so many other kids. So if there's only if there's only 10 foster families and they all want to take like two or three kids, and there's 50 foster kids that need to be taken, that's only like 30 kids out of the 50 kids that need. So there's 20 more kids that need a home, but there's just living. They have I'm not saying that they have an even worse life than at their house, but they're not getting still what they need.
I have a question.
So if I were to tell you that in our county that there are about 500 kids in the foster care system and there are like 120 families, how does that make you feel?
Sad.
I mean, we definitely would need more, because most of those families wouldn't want to take a lot of they wouldn't want to take, you know, five kids.
Right.
I have a question.
So we need, like, if they did take, they are all probably going to only want like three kids. And you said there's 150?
There's 500 kids and 120 foster families.
So that still
leaves like 160 kids that still need a home.
More. I have a question.
That still need
a home. Go ahead. What's your question?
If foster care kids don't have a foster care home, where do they stay?
That's a good question.
If they can't find a family in the county, they will go outside of the county and look in other parts of the state. And if there's nobody that can give them a home outside of within the state, they will go into other states.
Yeah.
So they get really, really far away from their parents.
That's not good.
But what if the parents want them back?
Almost always the parents want their kids back.
If they get better.
But they don't have anywhere for them to go, which is why we need more foster families.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm curious. Most of your friends by now know that our family does foster care.
Yes.
Has your friends given you a hard time?
No.
They've
always asked me about the foster kids. They've always asked how they're doing. One of the foster boys that we had, every time my friends saw them, they would all run up to him and give him hugs. And during our basketball games, he would come in the huddle with us.
And you can say he's your brother, because in real life, that's what we call him.
And he would come in the huddle. They all loved him. They all loved all the foster care kids. They never made fun of them. They never gave me a hard time about it. They knew that it was a good thing to do.
What about you, Lub?
You can tell the truth.
Me?
I know you are.
Well, like, at first, everybody was like, who is that? Who is that? Like, is that your boyfriend? But after everybody knew who it was, they kept asking just to annoy me. And then it kept getting annoying. But, like, now everybody's questioning, like, where is he? Like, how is he doing? Like,
yeah.
So after, at first, they were asking you, who is this, who is this, who is this? And then after a little bit of time, did they just stop on that?
Yeah.
They end up really liking him, too, huh?
And most of them are friends with him now.
Mm-hmm. And then he went home. So then it's like, well, yeah, where is he? And I think the cool thing about that is that so many people don't know what foster care is. Like, most kids don't know what that is. But through you having friends in school and then us doing foster care, all of the kids that you're friends with now have been exposed to foster care and what foster care is. And because of the way you guys treated the kids in our home, they knew the level of respect that those kids deserved. And because you guys loved and respected them, the other kids, which I'm so proud of all your friends too, because they didn't have to do that. They could have been real stinkers about it, but they were all so sweet and so loving and so nice. And so it was just really cool to see. It was.
And I don't think we told you guys this, but just so you know, because we've done foster care and you guys being so good about it and your friends seeing it and everything, right now we're in the middle of fundraising for Hope Bridge's benefit dinner. Mm-hmm. And Mommy and I had to put together a committee of people, and two, Carter, of your basketball friends and teammates' dads are on the committee. Liberty, one of your opponents in basketball, I'll tell you afterwards, mom is on the committee, and your best friend's mom is on the committee. And two people that I work with are on the committee, and none of them had anything to do with foster care before this, and still don't, other than they're serving, and it just, they saw the impact and they were exposed to it and their kids were exposed to it through you guys, and they now have a heart to help and give back, and it's just really cool to see that.
Yeah. Okay, next question. What has it been like, share the good and the bad, or the good or the bad, having other kids living in our home? So we've had 6 kids in the last year and a half in our home at different times, 5 of them being siblings, 1 of them not. You guys have both had to share your rooms. Things have been rearranged. So what has that been like for you? Do you feel like... Yeah, I just want to know what it's been like.
It can be very good at times, and they can be very annoying at times. Like,
kind of just like your biological mm-hmm. sisters.
Mm-hmm. Like, they were never really trying to be rude or annoying. That was just their nature, because they never had a good home. They never had a good life. It was just their nature. And they sometimes they would try and be annoying, but most of the time they would be nice and they were sweet. And they were good to play with. They were really fun. And they can be annoying sometimes, but it wasn't like all the time. They were just bugging and being annoying and picking and stuff.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say they never had good lives because, like we said, we already talked about this and you guys know this too. Their parents loved them a lot, but they
didn't have the best
all raised different than you guys were raised and brought up differently. And that doesn't mean that you guys have the perfect life either, but just different.
Would you say that they were more fun and you had a better experience more than they were annoying?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay, I want to ask, we'll let you answer too, but I want to ask Carter a question. We rearranged your room twice, right? Once to accommodate one little boy, and then next, building bunk beds, moving out your bed to put you, your individual bed to put you in a bunk bed, and then moving a crib in your room. How did you feel about us rearranging your room and you sharing a room with other kiddos?
It made me feel like upset at sometimes. It made me feel sad, but like it didn't really matter to me that much because then I knew now they have a place to sleep and they have a bed and it's better. It's not
it's
bad.
It's a sacrifice.
Yeah. It's not like the end of the world that my bed got moved out of my room. Now they have a bed to sleep and that's good. That's good. And when it doesn't really affect me that much.
I want one other follow-up for you, Carter, because this morning you came in our room and you were sad because the 18-month-old was home with his mom. And what did you say this morning? Do you remember?
No, not really.
You were sad because he usually
He usually wakes me up in the morning.
So you missed him this morning?
Yeah, I slept with him in his crib on Friday night. I slept in his crib with him. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
No, I went upstairs. I went up after I
the whole night?
Yeah. And then at like 6 in the morning, I went back in my bed.
Because you knew he was leaving?
On Thursday night, I did. Because I knew he was leaving on Friday. So I slept with him. And then I got and I was almost late to school because I played with him so much in the morning.
Liberty, how about you with switching your room around and how have you felt about it?
I kind of liked it because then I got a bigger bed.
That is true. We did upgrade your bed.
Wait, I don't remember her bed before that.
It was just a normal like brown bunk bed. And remember we bought the triple? Now they have the triple.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. And she slept in the bunk bed that we had in the apartment.
Yeah.
Okay, so it seems like what you're saying with the bedroom and just having kids in our home and in your space in general is that there's good stuff and there's fun stuff, but there's also hard stuff and hard moments, and it has come with sacrifice. Mm-hmm. If you could choose between, you know what, I just want to keep my room the way it is, keep my life easy how it was, and those kids can find somewhere else to go. Or, it stinks that I have to move my bedroom around and give up a little bit of space, but and it's going to be hard sometimes, but they're going to be here. Which would you choose?
The second one? I would choose the second one, but I wouldn't say it stinks that I have to change my room. Because I would definitely pick, I would not say they need to go find somewhere else. We need to be, giving, and we can't just. No, we can't just reject them. That's just not right. That's, messed up.
It's not fair to them.
Yeah, it's not fair to them.
But why is it our responsibility? Why do we have to be the ones to do it? Why is it our responsibility?
Because you never know. You never know if there's going to be another family that's going to take them. What if there's not going to be another family that wants to take them? You know? Mm-hmm. You guys should want to say yes. You shouldn't even really think about it. It should be your.
What makes you want to say yes when you think about the situation? I know it's a hard question. Go ahead, love.
Wait, what was the question?
Yes. What makes you want to say yes to the heart to having kids in our home, even when it's hard, instead of just being like, nah, it's easier and I get more time with my parents if they don't come?
Because then you have, like, more kids to, like, play with, and then they have the, like, experience of playing with other kids, and you can, like, let me think. Carter, you go.
Because they didn't do anything wrong. They deserve to have a good home life. They didn't do anything to anybody. They deserve to have a home life, the good home life. And not saying they didn't have a good home life before, but I think it would be, if I were to have the option, I would say yes, because that's just the right thing to do. No matter what, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, and you know, God, we all are born with this moral code inside of us because God has given us that, and so it's like knowing killing is wrong. Well, why is killing wrong? Because God tells us that it's wrong, and He creates that in us, and He also creates us to want to take care of people and help others because it's the right thing to do. And so it's not always easy, but when you feel God asking you to do that, so it kind of answers your question earlier in the episode where you're like, well, God told you to do this. I feel like in hearing you guys talk, He also is asking you guys to do this, because not every family and not every kid feels that conviction inside, like, well, yeah, of course I'm going to move my bedroom around, because that's what we're supposed to do because these kids need it. It's easy for us to say, of course, these kids need a place to stay, so we'll make space for them. But not everybody, even though it seems like an easy answer for us, it is a very hard thing. So I'm really proud of you guys for being able to and willing to give that up.
All right, can I ask this other question you have on here? Because I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Do you guys feel like doing foster care has made us the weird family?
No.
No. Not at all.
No.
Why?
The opposite.
Really?
The opposite?
Yeah. Why it's made us the cool family?
Hold on. Why the opposite?
Because, like, nobody else in my grade does foster care. And they thought it was, like, cool. Because,
they look up to you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
That's really cool.
Liberty, the 8-year-old that was in your grade, how did the other kids at school treat him? Like,
well, they at first didn't know who it was, but he knew Beckett, and Beckett, like, was supporting him and stuff.
Yeah.
But then, like, they treated him well.
He was one of the more popular kids, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. The kids ended up really liking him a lot, kind of what I was or trying to get out of you.
But they were sad when he,
like, he came
left.
Home and he was like, he looked at me, he was like, dude, these girls keep coming up to me and chasing me at recess. This one girl asked me if I wanted to be her boyfriend. I was like, well, nice.
Same.
All right, Carter, do you think it's made us the weird family?
No.
A bunch of weirdos?
No.
Do we all walk around in our Crocs and sweatpants and Jerry Curl haircuts?
But, like, no.
I do not wear Crocs.
Okay, so do you feel like our family is better or worse since doing foster care? Because earlier you said we don't really spend as much time together. Yeah. So I'm just curious on your thoughts.
I feel like better.
Why?
Like, you can tell the truth.
Better.
You can say better or worse.
I know. I would say
kind of in the middle.
Yeah, a little, like, better, not as much worse as better.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll share my answer after you guys are done.
So let me just ask you this. So we gave up, like, just by simple math, there's two of us with mommy and daddy, right? And we had 7 kiddos. Oh. So by math, you guys had to share our attention. You didn't get all of our attention, but what were the good things about us doing foster care? Like, do you think that it was worth it? Like, you mm-hmm. sacrificing a little yeah, more attention
was,
from us.
I think it was worth it.
What have you, so why was it worth it for you guys? Like, what, did you learn anything from it? Like, how does it like, made you feel? Has it changed you?
No, it didn't. I mean, it probably changed me a little bit, but I haven't really noticed me changing that much.
Do you think that you're a better person because we've done it?
Okay, let me answer this. Okay. So, do I think our family's better or worse? I think that our family is stronger. And so I don't know about better or worse, because I think that we just went through a very, very hard year of taking kids in, loving kids, saying goodbye, hearing about hard things that they were going through, welcoming them back after we had to say goodbye, loving their mom, wondering about their safety, worrying. It's taken a lot of energy, but through it all, we have leaned on each other. We've had so many good conversations. We've fought and then we've made up. We've yelled and then we've apologized. We've loved people even when we didn't want to. And I think all of those things are refining us. Do you guys know what that means?
Yeah, making us better.
Making you better. It's, yeah.
So I think that, is our house a little bit messier? Yeah. Are our walls dirtier? Yeah. Do we
right now. We just painted them.
Do we have a lot of resting that we need to do? And have we missed out on some quality time?
Are our snacks gone from the pantry? Yeah.
But do we need to be working on more quality time and being more intentional? Definitely. We haven't had as much quality time as we used to when there were only three of you. But I think that we're all different and we're all changed through this experience. And when, I forget what your question was, Corey, I think you asked if they're worse or better, or if they're better because of it. Mm-hmm. Man, I have seen you two grow so much over the last year and a half. Like, I think you, in ways that you never would have grown if we didn't go through this experience. Carter, the way that I just see you love all of these kids and take care of the babies and help me when there's eight of you in the house and step up. You never would have had to do that if there were only three of you. I mean, you just, it's so cool. And it shows me little glimpses of, man, he's going to be such a good dad someday. And he's so compassionate and he is so much more patient than he used to be. Still need to work on it, but so much more patient than he used to be. And Liberty, sharing your room with younger sisters is not easy, especially the younger sisters that you have. And I know that sharing period is hard for you sometimes, and loving people that annoy you really badly is not easy. It's something I'm not great at. But over the last year and a half, you have done it so much better recently than you did in the beginning, and you just have grown up before our eyes. It's like,
and watching both of you love strangers,
mm-hmm. and love their mom, yeah.
and loving them as if they are, and accepting them as your brothers and sisters,
and stand up for them
the same as you do your biological brother and sisters. Mm-hmm. Has been really cool. And so I just want to jump in too with that question is that I think of it like this, guys. When you want to get good at basketball, both of you play basketball. When you want to get good at basketball, what do you have to do? You have to practice, and practice your running, right? You're trying new moves, you're shooting, you might be doing some push-ups, things that are hard. And if you work really hard in practice and you run really hard, how should your muscles feel after practice?
Tired, sore.
Okay, and was that hard?
Yes.
Did it kind of suck? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but did it make you better?
Yeah.
That's how real life is too, and that's how I feel like us doing foster care, yeah, it was hard. We had to sacrifice attention. We had to share food, snacks, our rooms, our living rooms, sleepless nights, explaining things at school, right? All of these things. But all of those things, that's what refinement means when mommy was talking about it, is God uses the hard things to make us better and to make us more like Jesus. And even when Jesus came, Jesus had to do the ultimate hard thing, right? He died on a cross and then had to rise again. But by doing that, he saved the entire world, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, it was hard. And in life, often the things that are good, the things that are going to make you better are going to be very hard.
Mm-hmm. And when God calls us to something, most of the time, what he's calling us to is growth. He's calling us into a path because he wants to grow us and change us and shape us. And I feel like that's what this has been for us. So it's definitely been hard. So, but it's been really good. Two more questions. Oh man, I had three more, but I know this is getting long. So should I do two or three?
Three.
Okay. Well, we could, if we want to cut this one out, we can, but because we kind of touched on it. But what has been the hardest thing about our family doing foster care? What's been the most like painfully hard part?
Probably like being kind and loving to them sometimes can be really hard.
Mm-hmm. But is would you say it's just as hard to be kind and loving to Liberty sometimes?
Yes.
For me, saying goodbye has been the hardest part.
Yeah, that's the thing I was gonna say too.
Okay, and then second to last question: what has seeing these kids and hearing their story? So there are things that you guys know about these kids' lives and things that they went through that we have to keep secret. And I don't want to say secret, but we have to keep private as a family because that's their private information. But you know some very, very hard and heavy things that these kids have walked through. What has hearing those things and knowing what they went through taught you? What has it taught you about this journey and maybe your own life?
Knowing that there are kids out there that have gone through what they've gone through. All of the bad things, the hard things as to why they were in the foster care in the first place and things that happened to them after they left and then came back. All of these hard things. And then look at your life. And the family you have, what has it taught you about you? How does it make you feel? Knowing what they went through and then how your life is.
It makes me feel lucky. It makes me feel lucky, honestly.
It makes me feel sad for them.
Yeah, it makes me feel sad for them and like lucky to have such a good life from what I've seen them go through.
Well, I know we've talked about this before. What does it make you think like, when you're at school and you see all the different kids, knowing what you know about the kids in our home and how like, normal they look and then going to school, what does it make you think about some of the other kids in your school?
Like there's weird kids at my school and they're getting made fun of, but like they probably have a hard life. Like our foster kids have gone through, they probably don't have a good home life. You know, they don't look clean. They wear their same clothes like three times a week. They don't have a good life. They're probably poor and their parents don't really care for them that much. And there's no reason why they should be made fun of for doing nothing.
So if somebody was making fun of them, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel frustrated and sad.
Making fun of him.
Because, like, if they knew what they had gone through, they wouldn't do that at all. And, like, them going through that every day is just really not okay. It makes me feel sad.
Last question. So, Daddy said earlier, there's over 500 kids in the foster care system just where we live, Stark County. And there's only like 120 families. So even if every family took four kids, that would be pretty much every family would need to take 3 to 4 kids to be able to take care mm-hmm. of the problem. So that's a lot because we've had.
Especially if you already have a lot of kids.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. But there's people out there who feel like, maybe we should do this, but I can't do that to my biological kids. It could be so hard for them, and I don't, it's going to mess them up, and it's going to ruin our whole family. If there's a parent out there that thinks that, they're like, I want to do foster care, but I don't want to ruin my family, and I don't want it to mess up my biological kids. What would you say to that parent?
Well, they should ask their kids if their kids want to do it.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah. It won't, it's not going to ruin your family. It's not going to mess. It didn't really mess us up. It made us sin.
Already messed up.
Yeah. It made us stronger, and it's not like it's going to tear your family apart.
What are some of the things that we've done over the last year and a half to help us work through these things? Like, what have been some helpful things that we've done to make our family stick together through it?
Giving us a break from them.
Yeah.
We've had family nights.
Yeah. Family nights.
Yeah.
Talking about our feelings, no matter what we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys feel like you can do that? Like, even if you're feeling bad feelings, do you feel like you can share them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, why should somebody do foster care?
Because the kids need a home to live.
That's a good answer.
Carter?
The kids need a home, and they deserve a home to live. And it's not going to do it. It might change you a little bit. It's not going to change you that much, but it's good.
You mean that in a bad way? Like, it's not going to change?
No, it's not going to change you in a bad way at all, I feel like.
What about in a good way?
It's like we said earlier, it's going to make you stronger. And these kids are in need of a home. So they deserve a home. And I feel like by doing foster care, it makes your family stronger, and it gives you more experience with things that you aren't comfortable with doing.
Okay. If we could get into a time machine and go back 18 months ago, or actually even longer, if we could go back 2 years ago, and mommy and daddy came to you, we haven't done foster care yet, and we come and ask you, what do you think about us doing foster care? Now that we have done it, would you say yes, we should do it, or would you say no?
And you can tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Yes, I would say yes, definitely.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because I like it.
You really do?
Because you get to meet new kids.
I would say yes.
Why would you say yes?
It's not only good for you and good for the kids. Like, if I could do like what we've already gone through, I would say yes, because I already know what they have gone through if we went back in a time machine. So I would 100% say yes, because then maybe we can prevent the stuff from happening before it happens.
Mm-hmm. And
even if we didn't go back in a time machine and like, let's say we never did foster care and you guys just came up to us right now, I would still say yes, because it feels right and it feels like the right thing to do.
And think about if we never met those kids.
Yeah.
I feel like our life would be so much more. I'm so happy that we know all of those kids and their family.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. We love you guys. And I don't know how to end this. Is there anything you want to say?
It's not about that.
Later.
All right.
See ya. Bye.
Later.